really feel a privilege, and it was truly an honor to say a few words. I've been asked by Rabbi Eli to say a few words. Mizecher Fred Schlesberg, or Freddy Schlesberg as we knew him. It's really not, the purpose now is not to say a hesped. In fact, Rashi says that after a year's time, it's inappropriate, it's not a covet to say a hesped for somebody. But I think that the few words that I'm saying are only for the purpose, I think, of us really learning something from his life. And while I said a privilege, I really mean it genuinely. So, because I considered him, in a way, and truly so, as a Rebbe of mine, a teacher. There are people that can teach you things from a book, from Sfarim, and there are people that you could just learn from their life. And I really think, not I think, I know that I'm a much better person having known him and been around him and really been close friends and close to him. If you look at this week's Parshas, we're in Parshas Bahalotzcha, and soon we're going to read Parshas Korach, Shalach, and then Korach. There, if you look at the personality of Moshe Rabbeinu, there's something that's very, very interesting. In this week's Parsha, you see Moshe Rabbeinu, his sister speaks about him, sister Miriam and Aaron speak, which Chazal referred to as Lashon Hara. They spoke about him, and in a way that was very critical of him, about his personal life, and it was, they had kindness to him. And Moshe Rabbeinu didn't react. He didn't react, although it was a very strong criticism of him. And it was only the Rabbeinu Shalom that said something that was very critical of Moshe and Aaron, of Miriam and Aaron, and came to Moshe Rabbeinu to honor him by telling them that you're making a very big mistake about who your brother is. You don't realize his greatness. It's this Moshe Rabbeinu who is humble. He didn't say anything. The same Moshe Rabbeinu, the edel person, the honest, the humble person, the modest person, is the same person who you see in a few weeks hence, who is this person who wages warfare against Korach. And it was so different than Moshe Rabbeinu's character. His character was a defender of his people. Somebody who was Moser Nefesh for his people, would do anything for his people, was willing to give his life, his whole chelek in Torah. Gimayin mecheinin ha-mesifrach ha-asher kasofta. I want no part of this unless my people are together with me. This is who Moshe Rabbeinu was. And that same Moshe Rabbeinu comes, and something that is so out of character for Moshe Rabbeinu. He's strong. And he says, he's so resolute. And he says, Korach, you're going to die if you continue with this revolt, sort of a revolt, against me. It seemed to be something that seems to be so different than the character we know of Moshe Rabbeinu. But this is, in fact, what was in place at the time. Moshe Rabbeinu saw that there was a danger to his people if Korach is going to continue this and sort of doubt the veracity and the honesty of what Moshe Rabbeinu was saying, that the Rabbeinu Shalom spoke to him, then you can deny everything. You can deny the whole Torah. There's a time and there's a place for this strength. And Moshe Rabbeinu just was a lion here. And he said, I have to do that, although it's so out of character for me. So you find different aspects and parts of a person's personality, and they have to mesh and they synthesize together, each part being used at different opportunities and different times. He was, our Freddy was a very able person, a very, very able person, a humble person, a modest person, a person who thought about others, didn't think about himself, but thought about other people. And there were times that he exhibited enormous amounts, degrees of strength, a strength of character. When it came to his Shmira Shabbos, he came here by himself. He was here alone. With that, he came almost with the shirt on his back. and he was offered a job. He was offered a job by a relative, but it was understood by his relative that he would have to be work on Shabbos. And his response to it, "That's why I came to this country. Is that for what? That's what I'm here for. I came to work on Shabbos." And it wasn't really something that he knew from years and years back. It was something that he inculcated in his own life, and it became part of him because of his understanding and his belief. And it became so much part of him that he showed this enormous strength of character, to the point that, I say again, that he was willing to give everything away, and it doesn't have to be a Mechal Shabbos. He was a legend in his industry. A legend. A legend because of, again, his integrity. His integrity and honesty. And at the same time, he wouldn't be a person that would violate his principles of his religion. And part of the principles of his religion were to be, again, honest, not take advantage of people. When you can make a killing, you don't make a killing. You make a profit, but you don't make a killing. He made such a Kiddush Hashem. It was such a Kiddush Hashem where everybody, Jew and non-Jew together, would say, Yisrael Asher B'choy Esper. I just would like to say one other thing, one final thing. I think it was just so wonderful to see, to learn from him how somebody treats a spouse. How, in this case, how you treat your wife. There was so much feeling and warmth and love and affection and respect and honor. And, you know, it's something that's very interesting. He wasn't embarrassed to say that my wife maybe knows more than I do about a certain situation, that she understands the situation better than I do. You know, those are things that are not that popular with men many a time. It was just wonderful to see. It was just so wonderful to see somebody, that type of a relationship with a spouse, with a wife, not to feel threatened, but again, you know, to feel she might know something and she does know something that I don't know. She has a better understanding about a situation than I do. Let me listen to her, let me respect her, and let me show her the reverence that really is coming to her. I think that these are things, all of them together, that meshed and made such a wonderful synthesis of a beautiful, beautiful person that, again, I learned from so much, and I think all of us that knew him became much, much better people. And because of that, I think that the shiur that we have tonight, the shiur in Hilchas Tzedakah, which was so much part of him, Tzedakah and Matan B'Seser, giving to others, not just thinking of ourselves, but giving to others. This is truly, there can't be a bigger Aliyas Neshama than learning the Halachas of Tzedakah by your mother, the Asra, given by your mother, the Asra. Yehi Zichro Baruch, and it should be an Aliyah for his Neshama.
Thank you very much, Rabbi Hapfer. It's a big schuss to have the Rav come and address us in our Kihila. Just a brief Hakaras HaTov. Thank you to Rabbi Hapfer for his assistance. As I've been here, as I mentioned last night at the dinner, I've had to speak with numerous poskim who have assisted me. And Baruch Hashem, we have Rabbi Hapfer in the community who really is the rabbi's rabbi, able to answer shailas and questions that have come up beyond the scope of many Rabbanim. Myself included, I'm able to call upon him for assistance and guidance in very difficult and critical areas. The shiur this evening is in memory of Rav Avram ben Menachem Mendel Halevi. It's a shiur by Avos Yisrael, sponsored by Avos Yisrael, and how appropriate it is that the Mishpacha has put the shiur together in the union of Tzedakah and in the discussion of Tzedakah. A Mishpacha was involved in Tzedakah. And as we complete the first yard site of this illustrious Jew, as Rav Hapfer has so beautifully explained, how appropriate it is to complete the yard site and end this day with the discussion of these halachas. Now, in halacha, of course, we often have very many opinions, and there are various opinions, and we will go through halacha l'maisa, the actual halacha, but of course it will just be makdim by saying that it's always important to speak over issues with your Rav, because there are many issues that come up, a little nuance here, a little difference here or there. And again, whenever there's a doubt, one should ask a Shaila. I'm going to hold off questions until the end, even after we complete the shiur. Anyone's welcome to come over privately to ask questions. There's much to speak about, and rather than get bogged down on a specific case, I'd rather cover as much ground as possible. And again, after the shiur, anyone's welcome to come over, or anyone can call me regarding an issue I spoke about or did not speak about. And finally, there's sheets that are outside that the shul has prepared that discuss Mishalachim coming to the community and the various ways that the sheets that are published, that are put out by Agudas Yisrael regarding the Mishalachim and what they're all about and what the different meanings of the color codes and the dates and etc., etc., and a detailed explanation of the guide that's brought by the Mishalachim that come to our community is available on the tables outside. The Torah teaches us the importance of the mitzvah of tzedakah. There are various psukim. When someone is poor, the pasuk later continues, you should open your hand to him. Give him tzedakah. You should strengthen him. And on numerous occasions, we see the importance of the mitzvah of tzedakah. The Sefer HaChinuch explains the purpose, the reason why HaKadosh Baruch Hu has given us the mitzvah of tzedakah is melumadim umerugalim b'midas hachesed v'harachamim. That we should be kind and merciful, and it should become habitual. If we're kind, if we give tzedakah here, and we give tzedakah there, and we become ragil, we become used to and accustomed to giving tzedakah, then we become habitually, balei rachamim, individuals of mercy and individuals of kindness. Now the truth is, the mitzvah of tzedakah is for our own good. The famous Gemara of Bava Basra and Daf Tes tells us, Shala Tarnas Rufus as Rabbi Akiva. Tarnas Rufus asked Rabbi Akiva, Imalekeichem, Oyev Aniimu. If your God loves poor people, why doesn't he take care of them? Amar Leis, Rabbi Akiva answered, Kedei Shenitzo Anu Midina Shel Gehenem. In order that we should be saved from Dina Shel Gehenem, in order that we should be Zalcha, we should merit Olam Haba, the world to come. If everyone would have it good, there would be no mitzvah tzedakah. A person would not have the ability to be a Baal Rachamim. We wouldn't have the opportunity to help others, and therefore it was for our benefit that someone else is poor, so that we have the ability to help him and perform various mitzvahs. And not only is the mitzvah tzedakah good for Olam Haba, for the world to come, but it is of great assistance in Olam Hazeh. The Tshuva Tfilat Tzedakah will say in just several months, some people say that the 20th day of Sivan is the Hakdama, is the introduction to the Mei Hadin of Rosh Hashanah, even though it's three months, more than 3 months off, but it's the introduction of Elul, so to speak. And therefore it's not too early to say the Tshuva Tfilat Tzedakah Ma'avir Nesrei HaGzeira, that Tzedakah is able to rip up and destroy the evil decrees that have befallen Klal Yisrael. Unfortunately, today in particular, in the times that we live, there's so many terrible things going on, and tzedakah is a tremendous assistance to this. Tzedakah tatzel limaves, tzedakah assists a person, saves a person from death, and kol merachim al aniyim, HaKadosh Baruch Hu merachim alav. Whoever has mercy upon those who are poor, HaKadosh Baruch Hu has mercy upon him. Now the system of tzedakah has changed over time. If you look in the Torah, there are various mitzvahs, and although the mitzvahs, of course, no mitzvah ever changes, so to speak, but technically speaking, they're not applicable to us. Leket shicha upeya, for example, corners of the field or leftovers in various fashions. So these are difficult ways to perform tzedakah nowadays because we are not an agricultural society. Some of these mitzvahs apply only in Eretz Yisrael, in particular meiser of various crops. So this particular mitzvah of tzedakah, although we're able to learn these halachas, but practically speaking, they don't apply.